Hi, friends. Hello. Did you know that we are one third of the way through this year? It's the end of April, which means 4 months of this year are done and we have 8 months left to go. And I actually, okay, a really quick aside. A lot of my life operates on quarters. If you have a corporate job, this probably resonates for you, but like goals are quarterly. They're quarterly business reviews. Financials are reported quarterly. And I always have thought that quarters just feel way too short. Like a quarter feels like it should be some amount of time, 3 months, right? 12 weeks. And it just goes by so quickly. And I've always wished that quarters could actually be 4 months long. Or if we could just, instead of moving off of, like instead of being on this quarterly system, if we could move to a one-third system, do things thirdly business reviews, thirdly financial reporting. Anyways, yeah. So you are listening to a podcast and that podcast is called Liz Gets Loaded because my name is Liz and I'm always trying to get loaded. The money kind of loaded, mostly. I feel like the name is even funnier just to me lately because I mean, I was never a heavy drinker, a big drinker, but I feel like I've been cutting back even more. So ironic. But today what I want to talk about is an update on my annual goals and how we're doing so far through the year. I did not plan to do it at the one third mark, although I like it. I think one third, two thirds, I think those are good places to check in. But I was just sitting down to think, what do I want to record about? And I always have a little notes up on my phone with like five or six ideas going. But all of the other ideas, I wanted to think about them longer. Like I wanted to spend a little bit more time thinking about what I wanted to say. And then I was like, oh, I should update on my goals. And then I realized that we're exactly one third of the way through the year. And so I thought this was perfect. I did a previous episode where I shared what my 2024 goals are. And now I'm going to tell you how comically poorly I am doing towards those goals. So in the same order as the first episode, which is just the order that I wrote these notes on my phone. So the order that these goals occurred to me as something that I wanted to do. There are 9 goals for the year. Goal number 1 was get a haircut. Did it. Check. I was really nervous to go get a haircut. I haven't had my hair cut by a professional since 2019. So it was almost 5 years. I cut it a few times myself in the backyard. Like I just started doing that in early pandemic days. And then I was kind of like, well, this is working fine and I'm saving money. And then I got nervous. Like I was going to go in and they were going to be like, what is going on here? Who has been cutting your hair? This is a disaster. But of course, the person who cut my hair was very lovely and kind. And I also thought they were going to be like, you have to cut it all off, like up to your ears because it's so split endy and whatever. And she was like, nope. And it was really lovely. 10 out of 10 would recommend getting a haircut. It was nice and I will probably do it again. Maybe I'll even get 2 haircuts this year. Maybe I'll get wild. Okay, that was goal number 1. Goal number 2 was to go to a live Peloton class and I have not made any progress here. I don't know. You might know this already, you might not, but getting into a live Peloton class, like where you go to the studio and you're in the room when they're recording it, it's just very hard to book. So they open up classes every Thursday for the week of classes. It's 5 or 6 weeks out and they sell out in seconds. Like you have to be on the website ahead of time. You got to like type in your credit card so fast. And so there's a couple Thursdays I've remembered to actually go on and try to do it. And I haven't been successful in booking. And then there have been a couple Thursdays, many more Thursdays actually, where I just completely forget that I'm supposed to be remembering to do that. So I need to put it on my calendar to actually remember. So I want to book it and then go to New York City and make a whole weekend out of it. But we will see. It's hard. It's extra hard too. I really want to take one of the live rowing classes, which are even harder to get into because there's only 8 rowers in the studio with the teacher teaching the class, as opposed to the cycling classes, which I think I want to say there's 25, maybe 30 bikes in the room. So we're going to do it though. We're going to make it happen. Okay. That's goal number 2. Goal number 3, max out tax advantaged accounts. That is going well. I maxed out both of our IRAs earlier this year with my annual bonus and also used my annual bonus to max out the family HSA. And I'm on track to max out our 401ks too. That's exciting. Okay. Goal number 4 was to have no other financial goals, meaning the financial goal was to max out my tax advantage accounts like I talked about in the last goal and no other like savings or investment or spend less than this much or more than this much or anything like that. And I'm doing pretty well there. I've talked about this a lot, but we were a 1 income household for the first couple of months of the year. I was the only one working. And I think that was actually really helpful for me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would have rather had 2 incomes, but it was helpful in just kind of forcing me to let go of setting big, ambitious financial goals for the year. Like I couldn't think, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that, because I didn't know when we were going to get another income. And then even now that we have, the first paycheck doesn't deposit until tomorrow. So I think that was actually really helpful to get me to just unclench my jaw a little. And so my approach this year is just, hey, we're going to max out our tax advantage accounts. Whatever else happens, happens. If we spend a lot, if we save a lot, if we invest a lot, like it's fine. It's all fine. And yeah, so I would say that goal is actually going pretty well. All right. Goal number five was just my word of the year, which is simplify. I really like the idea of doing a word of the year to just give a vibe, like a general intention for what you're trying to accomplish. And mine was simplify. Just choosing the simpler path, right? I'll give you an example. We had to travel for a family thing kind of last minute. And I was trying to decide how we were going to get to the airport. Like, should we drive and park? Should we take a Lyft or an Uber both ways? Should we like take a Lyft to get to public transportation, take public transportation the rest of the way? And I just thought to myself, like, just take an Uber both ways. It's the simplest option. With a public transportation option, it was like, oh, but we got to like take a Lyft there to get our suitcases on the train. Parking, I was like, I actually don't even know where you park it there. I got to look it up and decide where to go and which lot we want to be in and how much does it cost. So just one example of where I was like, oh my gosh, just choose the simplest option. And so I will say the word simplify that I chose as my word of the year, I've definitely reached for it a few times. It's definitely helped influence some decisions. I wouldn't say it's resonating as much as some words I've chosen in past years, but that's okay. And maybe it will more in the next 8 months, but I'm still happy with it. My word of the year, that was goal number five. Goal number six is to volunteer. And I have a big fat zero for this one so far. I have not done anything. I have not signed up. I have not gone and looked to the organization's website where like I've done and enjoyed volunteering in the past. Any of the organizations, but the one I've been working with the most. And I'm not doing well there. The volunteering thing is interesting to me. When I was younger, I volunteered quite a bit. I spent a lot of time doing it. It was like a social thing. It was fun. I was really engaged with it. As I got older, I started giving more money versus time. And so I was more likely to write a check than to show up, and more likely to give dollars than to give hours. And now I'm like, I want to do both. And it's hard. So not doing well at that one, but I still have time to get some volunteer time in this year. That was goal number six. Goal number seven was to shop secondhand. And I'm feeling pretty good about this. Two secondhand purchases recently that I was pretty excited about. We bought an inversion table, which is a thing that like helps you hang upside down. And it's good if you have back issues or spinal problems. And then I also just bought a bike secondhand that I was pumped about. And not only did those things save me money, but like that bike and that inversion table already existed in the world. A new one doesn't need to be created. I'm happy to use someone's used one. And I'm feeling pretty good about that. I will tell you a quick thing that made me laugh. We, like I said, we had to be out of town a little bit last minute for a family thing recently, and ended up, as I feel like I often do whenever I go out of town, forgetting something, needing to run into the local Target to grab something. And we had this funny conversation, the two of us, about like, I was like, an undergarment. And I was like, oh, we'll buy one now. And then like, hey, if you like this, then you kind of need some more of these anyways. And so we can buy a couple of them. And the response I got was like, yeah, I know. Okay. I know that we're like trying to focus on buying secondhand, but like underwear, we're still buying new. Right. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Undergarments, shoes, and like, I don't know. I go back and forth on workout clothes. I own at least one or two Lululemon workout tops that I bought secondhand some number of years ago on Poshmark or something. For some reason, I feel fine about tops and less fine about bottoms and leggings. I don't know. But anyways, the shopping secondhand, I feel pretty good about. That was goal number seven. Goal number eight was to make stickers, to make Liz Gets Loaded stickers. And I've made absolutely zero progress. I don't know what I want them to look like. I don't know where I would get them made. I don't know how I would deliver them to people. I don't know. And I will think about that later, but I do think it would still be fun. And then I was kind of thinking like, oh, well, maybe they don't even need to be Liz Gets Loaded stickers. Like maybe they don't need to say Liz Gets Loaded or like Let's Get Loaded or have my little logo or something. Maybe they could just be things I like or things I say. And I don't even know what that would be. Like I can't even think of anything off the top of my head, but I think if I put some thought into it, like maybe instead of having a sticker that says Liz Gets Loaded or Let's Get Loaded, it could just be a sticker that says grapes are $9. something. I don't know. I got to think about that more. Goal number eight. And it's not looking good so far. Goal number nine is project plan for retirement. So I've been saying that I'm going to retire in 5 years, but I've been saying that for like 3 years. And I never, right? Like 3 years ago, I was like, 5 years. 2 years ago, I was like, in 5 years. Last year, I was like, yeah, in 5 years. And my goal for this year was to actually put together, okay, here's what the budget would look like. Here's what the drawdown strategy would look like, et cetera. And I've kind of started. So I have a spreadsheet. I've made some notes. I don't think I've gotten as far as I would like, but that's okay. I'm only a third of the way into the year and I definitely have plenty of time left. I also had you're going to laugh because this is going to seem so obvious, but I was talking to my therapist and we have this running joke in our house where we're like, you talk to a therapist and you have these moments that are like, oh my gosh, big aha moments. And then you try to tell someone else about it. And it always feels really silly because it seems so obvious when you say it. So I'll give you an example and then I'll tell you about this one I'm thinking of. So in the past, like I remember talking to someone and I was like, I'm just really frustrated because I feel so anxious, like my stomach hurts and I just have this sense of dread all the time. And I've been doing all the things that I know how to do. Like I know to do my deep breathing exercises and I know that I should work out and I know I should go for walks and I know I should drink water and get enough sleep and like blah, 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 like all the things in my toolbox and like meditation. And I'm like, and it's not working. And she was like, well, do you only do it when you feel anxious or do you do it all the time to prevent yourself from feeling anxious? And I was like, oh, right. You have to do it all the time. You can't just wait until you're in the hole of despair and then pull out all your tools and expect them to work. And again, you're probably sitting there thinking like, yeah, that's very obvious. But for some reason in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. And so I was talking to the therapist I've been seeing most recently. I am a jumper arounder, by the way. In terms of therapy, I like talking to different people for maybe 6 to 12 months and then moving on. I don't know if that's the right way to do it or not, but that's what I've been doing. Anyway, so we were talking about retirement and I go back and forth like, well, would I actually be happier if I retired? And her point was kind of, well, like wherever you go, there you are. So if you are feeling a lot of anxiety with a job, you will probably also feel a lot of anxiety without a job. And I don't know if that's true or not, because I do think a lot of things I actually worry about and stress about are work related, but like, I think there's truth there. And I think I am a person who really, really loves my job and also lets it stress me out. So in any case, we were talking about it and going back and forth. Long story short, I was like, you know, I don't actually have to like retire all the way. I could just quit for like a year. I could just quit my job and say, I'm going to take a year off and then see how I feel. And again, that might seem extremely obvious. But I had this total light bulb aha moment. And I thought, oh my gosh, yeah, I could just do that. I could just not work for a year and I don't have to make this big declaration of like, I am early retired. I could just say, hey, I'm going to take 6 months off or a year off and then see how it goes. Now, the downside of that, of course, is that I really, really love the job I have and I probably will never find a boss that I could ever love as much as I love the boss I have now. So giving that up would mean I probably wouldn't be able to go back to it. But I also need to like believe in my own ability to find other jobs I would like. I've actually liked every job I've ever had. So I don't know why I have this attachment to, oh, well, if I leave this job, I'll never find anything I like as much. Well, I've liked all of them. So anyways, all right, now this is turning into a little impromptu therapy session. So I will leave you at that. I'll recap because I like recaps. Here are the 9 goals. Number 1, get a haircut. Check. Number 2, go to a live Peloton class. Trying, but it's not happening. Number 3, max tax advantage accounts. We're well on the way. That one shouldn't be an issue. Number 4, have no other financial goals. So far, so good. Number 5, use my word of the year, simplify. It's going pretty well, I would say. Number 6, volunteer. Nothing yet. Number 7, shop secondhand. Feeling really good about that one. Number 8, make stickers. I'm thinking on it, but no progress yet. And number 9, a project plan for retirement. I've started and I had a mental breakthrough that I actually don't need to retire. I'm actually allowed to just like give myself a 1 year sabbatical, as it were. So not anytime soon, but maybe in the next couple of years. Okay. Okay. That's what's going on with me. I would love it if you would tell me how your goals are going. I'll post something on Instagram. If you have thoughts, you can send me a DM on Instagram. If you like this episode, you can share it with a friend. If you don't like this episode, you could also share it with a friend. I'll take the engagement either way. way, if you left a review, oh my gosh, I love you so much. I just pulled up the reviews to check. I mentioned last week, I'm trying to get to 100. And last week is at 92. And this week I'm at 97, which means I only need 3 more. Oh my gosh. Thank you to ML Otker for saying you always learn something new. Mary Mac 64 for sharing that you find this podcast relatable and fun. DMN 8065 for saying you hope that I get to that 100 review mark soon. And Winston and Millie's Human, thank you for the review and for saying that you enjoy the little window into my life each week. I had not looked until I just pulled this up, like just now, to record this at the end of the episode. Like, oh, let's see where I am. That is so kind. Thank you so much. I love making this podcast. I have so much fun doing it. I'm so glad that you get to spend a couple minutes together each week. You have a million choices for what to do with your time and what to put in your ears. Thank you for choosing to hang out with me for a few minutes. Oh, man. Okay. Well, on that note, have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.